Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
Among select committee meetings this week, the Māori Affairs Committee began hearing submissions on the Marine and Coastal Areas Takutai Moana Bill, National's replacement for Labor's Foreshore and Seabed Act. Wellington resident Neil Manthill had the honour of making the first submission on Tuesday afternoon. He expressed concern about the powers of Attorney-General Chris Finlayson.
My understanding is that this MP, the Attorney-General, who I say is probably a very fine man, he can make a judgment re-entitlement without the public. He can sit around in his office and make a decision as to who gets entitlement and who doesn't. And the other thing, sir, I understand is that there's no process for an appeal. So there's one man deciding the future of the New Zealand division race relations, and I don't believe that's appropriate. I mean, why should one person who has already appeared legally for the Māoris and done very well with the Waitangi claims, he's shown a bias by the fact that he's appeared for them and won for them.
But Labour Committee member Calvin Davis took exception to that claim.
Far be it for me to defend Chris Finlayson, but you said that because he's represented Māori, that he has a bias towards Māori issues. Did I get that part straight?
He's developed. Yeah, I agree. I said that he had developed a bias.
Okay. So those
success.
So those of us MPs who have represented Pākehā interests, do you think then that we have a bias towards Pākehā?
Good. It's a good question. I'd have to say no to that.
On Wednesday, the committee heard from the Māori Party's Te Puka o Te Ika branch president, Mark Tipine. He opposed the bill's requirement for iwi to prove customary title of coastal areas.
When private landowners can have the rights to some of our foreshore and not have to go through the courts that we have to go, I don't think that's right. There's an example in regards to if I bought a car on HP and I never paid for it, and I sold it to someone else, the owner can take that back. That's what I see is happening with our land. Though we supposedly own it, in the eyes of the Crown, we don't own it. And I think this bill is another way of confiscating of more of our land.
Mr Tipine said court processes didn't provide a fair go for Māori.
I don't believe in the courts, they are not justified. I'll give you a classic example of how the courts work. When one of those Māori fellas smashed the America's Cup up in Auckland, he was put in jail without bail. At the same time, one Pākehā fella killed two people on the terrace, he was allowed out on bail. You can't resurrect the dead, only God can, but you could resurrect that cup and they fixed it up. Where was the justice there? So you talk about having justice in the court, I don't believe it's there. And it never will be.
The Māori Party's Te Puka o Te Ika branch president, Mark Tipine, making a submission on the Marine and Coastal Areas Takutai Moana Bill. Earlier, the Government Administration Committee held its annual financial review of the Ministry of Pacific Island Affairs. Chief Executive Colin Tukuatonga brought the committee up to date on the allocation of $4.8 million originally given to the Pacific Economic Development Agency in May's budget.
All I want to say about that is that we're now at a place in time where we have gone through due process for purchasing services on behalf of the government. We are about to secure and sign contracts with a number of providers.
Dr. Tukuatonga also told the committee of his ministry's goal of establishing more Pacific early childhood centres.
There is a Pacific education plan that we've developed jointly with the Ministry of Education. One of the focus areas has clearly been early childhood centres in Auckland, and we've been working very closely with, I think 19 was the planned new centres, and they've made good progress in getting those underway.
And Dr. Tukuatonga also explained plans for a Pacific advisory panel for the Auckland Super City Council.
The challenge is that whilst there's been advisory boards to the four councils in Auckland, their advice hasn't always been taken very seriously. And so it's really important that we get the best people advising the council.
Ministry of Pacific Island Affairs Chief Executive Colin Tukuatonga speaking to the Government Administration Committee holding a financial review of that ministry. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.